It's good to have your company. Now, I said a little earlier that I thought that Magistrate Ian Rogers may have been played by this William West in court yesterday. And I told you that the magistrate, Ian Rogers, had said that no doubt the level of distress from the event would have been extremely significant on the victim. He described the acts as reprehensible to the extreme, absolutely repulsive. He then rejected submissions from the lawyer for this grub, William West, that mental health issues and new medication influenced his actions, although he did say his disadvantaged background would be taken into account when sentencing. He then fined him $550, put him on an intensive corrections order for 15 months and 200 hours of community service. So, look, I don't know Magistrate Rogers. He's got a difficult job, which I'm sure he tries to execute to the best of his ability. But I suggested not more than about half an hour ago he'd been played by this bloke. It said in the report by Claudia Jambor from the ABC, the 21-year-old held his head in his hands and was emotional throughout the sentencing yesterday. Put on for the benefit of the magistrate. I'm really sorry. I'm very remorseful. Of course, he showed no remorse at any stage, even after a bail hearing, where he came out and gave the single finger salute to reporters and was brazen about his behaviour. Well, you see, Magistrate Rogers, I hope you get a transcript of this because I know you've got a tough job to do, but you've been played for a mug. This bloke has played you off a break for a mug. And I'm sure that you don't like being played for a mug because I don't think you are a mug. I think you're a good magistrate from what I hear, doing a very difficult job, but you have put your faith in a lowlife. Now, he's known as William West Whiting. He was exchanging pleasantries with someone called Kai Reid last night. And he posted this on social media. It is, what he says, fig jam mother effers. Now, for the uninitiated, fig jam is short for F I'm good, just ask me. That's what fig jam means. F I'm good, just ask me, and then mother effers. Accompanying that are four single finger salutes that he gave the media and others when he came out of court, not yesterday, but previously, and then three emojis, he's crying with laughter. So I'm saying to you, Magistrate Ian Rogers, and I know you don't have the power to do this, wouldn't it be a good idea to get him back before you and just perhaps summon him to court to explain to him what you may do with him if he comes before you again in light of the absolute contempt he's shown not just for you individually, Magistrate Rogers, but for the court system. And I again repeat, this grub, William West, has played you off a break. You try to do what you thought were the right thing and give this bloke, because of his disadvantaged background, perhaps another chance, despite the seriousness of the offence, as you disclosed yourself in open court. So what does he do to repay your faith in him? Fig jam mother effers. If I'm good, just ask me. With contempt, a single middle finger in the air, not just to the court system and you, Magistrate Rogers, but to society generally. In other words, I conned him, I got away with it, look at me, I'm not in jail. You see, that's the sort of thing, and I'll keep that on file into the future. I'm sure if it was within the law for the magistrate to get him back before him, he'd do exactly that. To maybe reassess the benefit of the doubt he gave to this little grub. And that's what, and that, I mean, what about his late father would be very disappointed? Well, if he was disappointed in that, his late father, I bet he'd be even more disappointed in the social media posting from last night. I mean, fair dinkum. When are we going to learn the lesson of these people playing the system, and now we have access to social media illustrating just how boneheaded they are? William West Whiting. Appropriately, he's named after a fish, William West Whiting, and yesterday he got the magistrate through the top lip.